Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And who really needs to step up the most? And on one hand, you might think, well, clearly the Chiefs' offensive line, no matter who's out there. But he talked about the defense.
But I think the Chiefs' defense needs to show up. I think it's been an inconsistent year for Chris Jones. And I think you need a big game from him. And I think you need a big game from, you know, from the Chiefs' defense. They need to step up here. Because when C.J. Stroud is under pressure, he starts seeing ghosts. He starts getting the yips. We saw it last year. We've seen it some this year as well. Their offensive line isn't strong either, and so I think if you guys can get home to Stroud, you guys have a really good chance here because they're not that good at running the ball, the Texans are. They've managed to basically win these games by playing good defense and scoring just enough. So I think if the Chiefs' defense shows up here, I think the Chiefs' offense will do enough to bring home the victory.
The only path to victory for Kansas City, in my opinion, is that the defense is also able to cause problems for C.J. Stroud and a Texans offense that I'm not impressed by. We all know, we feel like, what this Texans defense is likely to do to Kansas City's offense, especially if they're going to have backups throughout the offensive line. Like, it could be ugly and frustrating, and you're trying to just barely move the football and see if you can't get into the red zone. Because I looked this up last night on my betting show. It's weird. The Texans defense, top five in multiple categories, where they actually have been below average, red zone defense percentage. Like, if you get to the red zone on the Texans defense, you actually are doing all right. But getting there, good luck. On the flip side, the Texans offense is not that impressive. So I would agree with Matthew Berry there, Cody, that if you're telling me the true difference in the game, what the Chiefs can actually have a real impact on, it's if this defense puts together a much better performance and allows the offense to be in a game in which if the Chiefs get to 20, it's good enough. And it might be against this opponent.
I think it's a much
bigger, they get there, though?
I think it's a much bigger game for the defense. I think we fairly safely know the kind of problems the offensive line is going to have, and that that's going to make it kind of a slog, and that they'll scheme and work and have some drives where they can still be quick passing, ruthlessly efficient, and they'll have a couple of drives where they don't make a mistake that doesn't cause the thing to kind of go down and everything else in between. And so we know that will check out and work through and everything else. Sure. Okay. The defense has to step up. I mean, we just know the defense has to step up. And that's the part of it that really matters more than just anything else in this scenario, is that the defense is going to have to play their best game and not let a bad offense. And this is where the defense is certainly not as good as last year's, but this is a mediocre, or maybe bad, if you want to say offense. They're in the bottom 10 in points per game and a lot of other statistical categories. Now, they've been without their starting quarterback.
But Stroud hasn't played well this year. And I know that scares people because you're like, oh, watch him have his best game of the year. Maybe he will. I don't know. But C.J. Stroud has been average, and that's actually probably being kind.
Yeah,
in 2025.
Look, I understand Nico Collins presents a problem for the, once again, Chiefs' undersized cornerback set, including a guy like Trent McDuffie. So is there a chance that he could take advantage? Yeah. Well, Trent McDuffie's going to not have to have the worst game he's had in his career as a starter, which is what he had, I think, against CeeDee Lamb. I can't think of a game other than maybe the one against Cortland Sutton. That very well is the worst game he's ever played as a professional. And so if he's better than that, you would think slowing down Nico Collins is certainly plausible, and they have to get a pass rush because the offensive line for the Texans is not particularly good. That's why teams have been doing a good job against them defensively. So you don't have the excuse of the Cowboys offensive line is good or the Broncos offensive line is good. That's why we're not getting a pass rush in October or November. It's time to step up in a big way. I know the offense also scored points, Gold, but this is about, to me, keeping them in a lot of ways 20 or under. That's what I want out of the defense this Sunday, 20 and under.
Well, that's funny you say that number because the over-under team total for the Texans on Sunday is 19.5.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Over-under. I did not know that.
The Chiefs is 22.5 over-under points.
Yeah, that honestly, doesn't that feel about
but
right?
That's why, I mean, yeah, the total for the game is 41.5. Yeah. So that's how they get to that number.
That feels right to me, man.
But this Houston offense, points per game, you went through some of the numbers, Cody, but like, and I understand Davis, like with Davis Mills, you could argue they're actually better temporarily. 21st in offense per game, points per game. I don't care about the yards per game. They're 18th. Yards per play, though, 5.1. Points per play, 23rd in the league. Third down conversion percentage, the Texans offense is 27th in the league. Fourth down conversion, 15th. Red zone scoring, they're second to last in the NFL in red zone offense, the Texans. So like the Chiefs defense, this is a game in which, to me, they can have one of their better days. Even though they're flawed, this is not the Dallas Cowboys offense that they just faced a week ago.
And the Dallas Cowboys offense, they got guys all over the field. They're hard to guard. Lamb and Pickens and Jake Ferguson, and they've got good talented running backs. They're a difficult team to match up with, and a particularly, I would argue, bad matchup against your defense and the kind of defense that you play. But the defense has got to have one of those turn back the clock, let's be last year's defense. Let's crunch down in the red zone. Let's hold them to field goals. I don't care if you give up some yards, but like limiting possessions in this game, keeping it low scoring, keeping the ball moving, and more importantly, defensively, in that first half, can you give them a lead? Can you make it so that the Texans don't know you're passing? Because if at any point the defense struggles early, which they have been known to do in the last couple of years, if they let the Texans get up 10-3, they give up their points early, that's a huge problem. Even more than later, that's a huge problem because if the Texans know you're passing, that's what happened in the Bills game. They got behind on the Texans and they teed off.
Yep.
They just waited for Josh Allen to step back and ruined his day. They have to do something different than that.
Yeah. Now the Chiefs do have more playmakers than that Bills offense has outside of James Cook, right? I mean, that would be sure. The only thing, you know, that maybe gives you a different vibe and we'll give our official predictions tomorrow. Like last night, I pretty much said, I think the Texans are covering at minimum in this game. The Chiefs' only reason why I could see them winning would be the Chiefs' defense is able to keep this very, very close. And so it's right there for Kansas City like it has been for many, many games. And I'll usually side with the home team. But I would be very surprised if the Chiefs cover 3.5 points.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be close. I'll just, as a hint for tomorrow's game predictions, I will be in the teens or 20s, low 20s. Man,
I'll have the margin where the Texans are covering the 3.5. What my margin and score prediction, well, at minimum, maybe the Texans even win outright, but I will at minimum have, if the Chiefs are actually going to win, I think it's by 3 or less, not by 4 or more.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out. I guess we'll get more injury updates later around 11.
That's the other thing. Is Trey Smith playing? I mean, that's a huge deal. As much as we've talked about Juwan Taylor and how they might have to have Wanye Morris play left tackle and Jalen Moore at right, if you don't have Trey Smith, so Wanye then has Caliendo, or excuse me, Jalen Moore has Caliendo to his left.
I did see that one of the prevailing theories, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Everyone's like, Wanye at left tackle?
Yep.
We all know Jalen Moore is the better left tackle. This a good idea? The one thing I did see, which does make a little bit of sense, is if you're on the right side, can you justify a right side of the offensive line that's Caliendo and Wanye Morris together? And how does that look? At least Kingsley is a qualified starting left guard who's been there all year. So you put him next to Wanye. You got Jalen Moore next to Caliendo. You protect both a little bit by
not
just
making... So you're trying
making...
to balance the bad of both sides?
Yeah. So
it's
like,
the blind side, though.
So
like,
one
I'd rather the better
just,
one be on the blind side.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Side.
Like you're unless, I mean, the Chiefs don't roll Mahomes out that much. Because otherwise, I'm like, well, they're hoping that you know, they're rolling the pocket to the right. I just, that's not what they really have been doing.
No. I hope they do it in this game, in fairness. I would like them to move the pocket a little bit in this game because otherwise it's going to be down to can he complete one deep pass or will they commit one deep penalty? And they got a great corner in Houston, too. We talk about their pass rush all the time. Derek Stingley Jr. is incredible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.